Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 56, Trees. The time is now. The place is the Orange Realm. Thomas and Ox are trying to stop a Dark One named Belmast from escaping to the Green Realm. Thomas has figured out the reason they want to kill him. He seems to have the power to command the Dark Ones. He has now heroically confronted Belmast and tried to stop him. But it has not worked. Now Belmast has come to attack Thomas.
But I can command you. You have to obey.
No, it doesn't quite work that way. You really should have thought this out a bit better.
I'll shoot her.
No, Ox. That will free it to attack us. Kelly, what should we do?
Tell it to stop.
I did. It didn't work.
Oh, tell it to stop for 10 minutes.
Stop for 10 minutes.
Ah!
That worked? What in the world?
Just saying stop contradicts the original order you gave.
The go to the Green Realm?
Yes, if you order something that can't be done, or that contradicts the previous order, then he will not do it.
Oh.
Don't play with this. You should send him and me on our way now.
I came to try to save you, as you saved me.
I can't be saved, unless he allows it. If he finds me in my mind, he will just kill me.
More Abernonian soldiers can be heard coming to the room.
Soldiers are coming.
Just let them kill me.
They're definitely going to kill you, and right after, they're also going to kill us off. We're cornered, and we can't fight our way out.
The Green Realm. We're going to have to go to the Green Realm.
Well, we're going to have to do something fast.
Green Realm. Doorway activated.
Thomas and Ox run for the door. Kelly does not move.
I think she has to wait a few minutes.
But we don't. Grab her.
Ox does, and all three go through the doorway. Long, long ago, before the Great War, in the Green Realm, there was an area of bad space that destroyed many ships that tried to traverse the area. The space was actually deteriorating and destroying the planets that existed in her expanse. The planets in her expanse were never able to get a ship out of this dangerous space. And one by one, they watched the inhabitable worlds be destroyed. The destruction of the worlds seemed to feed the bad space, and it grew. The final 6 planets formed an alliance for survival. The alliance shared their information on the bad space. they were able to figure out the area of space that would most likely go bad next, and the one that would go bad last. This alliance also collaborated on a way to get ships to the outside in hopes of finding inhabitable worlds. Years, then decades passed, but they were not successful in getting this done. Finally, there was only one inhabitable planet left. It was not one of the final six. It was a world that was terraformed by the six. It was overcrowded and tense with beings from 16 different worlds. To make things worse, her destruction was assured. There was a new fledgling technology that promised a bit of hope. It was akin to teleportation. It was the ability to open a door from one area to another. The distance couldn't be safely tested beyond a certain reach. Even with that fact, there were those speculating that they could fly a ship through a door that could open beyond the bad space. A group of the wealthy decided to do just that. Sadly, they too were unsuccessful at putting together a safe, viable method before the end. So, they put together a wild experiment of some 2,000 ships right at the end. They opened doors and just sent the ships through. Half were destroyed, as they would have been anyway. The other half were mostly eventually destroyed. One of the small ships that beat the odds was named Badana. She was the first ship of her kind. She could generate doorways to a limited extent. She emerged from a doorway near a planet that was inhabitable. Well, it was near enough for the ship to reach it before running out of fuel. It was able to land on the planet with a minimal loss of life. About 126 out of the remaining 188 people survived. Assessing the damage to the ship and the materials and food they had, they realized that it would take a minimum of 10 years to get the ship fully functional without the aid of others. The people realized that they will have to make a go of it on this world. They left on the auto repair mechanisms of the ship and left the ship as a group. They planned on returning, but they never did. Back to the current time. A green doorway opens on a planet full of green plants, but no animals. Out of the doorway comes Thomas and Ox. Ox is carrying Kelly.
Well, we're here. Wherever here is.
It is better than being dead.
He says this as he lays Kelly's body down.
We have trouble. She is moving again.
Don't try anything, Kelly. I mean, Bellmast. I know how to control you now.
Where are we?
We're in the Green Realm.
And you have no idea where?
Well, we couldn't choose a well-known place. We had to choose an area that would most likely not have the known Reba, since they would also kill us.
So you chose a place with nothing on it but weeds. And of course, there's no way back to add to the fun of the situation.
We didn't have much time. We are alive.
Yes, we are. Simple starvation will fix that, though. This is a nightmare.
I am sure that we can find food here.
Are we working together?
No, you are our prisoner.
Oh, really? I will eventually escape, no matter what foolish orders you give me. I think that we've got to work together for now. Maybe till our deaths.
You're right. We should at least search for water. But first, Bellmast.
Yes?
never kill myself or Ox.
Clever.
You have no reason to betray us, since you cannot kill us.
Guys, anyone notice the trees?
You mean how tall they are? They are miles tall. They must be ancient.
No. Look.
Thomas looks and sees that the trees are gradually changing colors. The colors begin to almost vibrate. The colors begin to change faster. Then voices are heard on the wind. The ground begins to shake. Guilty! Guilty! Murderers! Murderers! The voices are joined by moans. The wind becomes violent now, and the skies darken. The three begin to shake in fear.
Run!
The three split up and run as the ground rips open in places.
What's going on?
The ground moves like waves of water and throws the three towards the same area. They crash into the ground. When they look up, they see that they have been thrown beside a small, shriveled tree. A doorway flashes out of nowhere. Then there is a voice.
Greetings, I am Badana. I have searched this planet for hundreds of years, looking for survivors. I have finally found you. I would like to inform you that repairs upon the ship are complete, but due to tectonic disturbances, the ship must launch. Please, come aboard.
The three try to run, but roots come out of the ground and grab them. Two of the three wonder why, but Kelly understands. The feel of the trees is so familiar. She feels the connection when they touch her. She feels that they are not from this planet. They came on the ship Badana, from an alliance of 6 telepathic worlds. They ate the plants that were here, and they became linked to the plants. They became linked to the fruits of the trees through DNA. Their DNA mutated with the trees. They became trees. Once the ship completed repairs, it could not locate intelligent animal life, and it never searched for intelligent plants. But why the anger now? Kelly understands the answer there too. Through the hundreds of thousands of years, the trees never died. But life became boring and sad. There was nothing wondrous to standing and absorbing the sun's rays. But then things changed because of the shriveled tree whose name was Griselle. Through the hundreds of thousands of years, a child was never born. But somehow, one day, one was. And it was truly unique in that its consciousness was not confined to the planet. It saw things through the eyes of a child, and through those eyes, the other trees saw the universe. Happiness and wonder returned, but now it is dead. Kelly can't help but to cry as she sees the shriveled stump. She cries not only for Griselle and the trees, but also for herself. She has never had children. She thought that she would never love a man, but she realizes that she does love one. She loves Michael, and she knows that she will never have his children. So her crying is a surrender to the evil she knows. In despair, She cries so loud and hard that her real body begins to cry. Belmas can sense despair. It is one of the tastiest emotions to him. Because of it, he has no trouble finding Kelly in her thoughts. As he approaches for the final drain of her, the kill, he grows larger and darker, feeding on her despair. His darkness is so intense that a dark cloud forms around Kelly's body. The dark cloud is visible to Thomas and Ox.
Thomas, he's killing her.
The world is breaking apart. You must come aboard this ship. I will be forced to leave this world shortly.
That is when Thomas said it. He said the words,
Belmast, leave her and go into the trees.
Next time, the sun.